So modular arithmetic involves, it's sort of clock arithmetic, right? You just throw away the remainders. There's this number here. We always write these things with modulo 8 or mod 8 or mod 53 or whatever it is. And the way you do this is you just, whatever the arithmetic is, addition, multiplication, exponentiation, whatever you do the computation and you just keep the remainder. Throw away, divide by 8 and just keep the remainder and don't worry about how many times the number goes in. So to take this example, if we wanted to compute 6 plus 5 modulo 8, you kind of just go around the numbers from 0 through 7 over and over again. So to add 5 to 6, you go 6, 7, 0, 1, 2, 3. Okay? So you get, 6 plus 5 is 3 modulo 8. That's modular arithmetic. That's all. It's modular addition. That's all there is to it. All right. So let's do some little modular arithmetic finger exercises here. What's 2 times 6 modulo 11? 1. Okay? Cuz 2 times 6 is 12. And 11 into 12 goes once, but you don't care. It's just the remainder, which is 1 left over. Okay. Now I want you to think about this one for a moment before we do it. What's 2 times 6 times 5 modulo 11? And how did you get it so quickly? 55. Okay, so you computed 55, but there's another way. 1 times 5. 1 times 5, right. You already know that 2 times 6 is 1. So you actually don't need to compute 2 times 6 is 12 times 5 and, get whatever that is. See, I can't even do that in my head. Once you know that 2 times 6 is 1, really, modulo 11, then if you have to do 2 times 6 times 5, you can just multiply the 5 by that, because you can always keep throwing out all of the multiples of 11 that are in there. So that's 5. What's 2 cubed modulo 7? 1. Okay, what's 2 to the 300th modulo 7? Also 1, right? Because this is 2 to the 300th modulo 7 is this to the 100th power. And this to the 100th power is 1 to the 100th power, which is 1. So addition and multiplication, right, you can keep throwing out, you keep doing the modulo thing and, just keeping the remainder over and over again. That's a really important trick that's going to make it possible to do big computations in modular arithmetic without having to work with humongous numbers. 2 to the 300th is a humongous number, right? It's probably got, 100 digits or something. Never have to get that. It's 2 cubed to the 100th, which is 1 to the 100th, which is 1 all, modulo 7. All right. So, this mod p notation confuses people, but it's not, yeah.
Ask whether you would say like 2 to the 3 mod 7 equals 1, or you say 2 to the 3 equals 1 mod 7, or whether those are the same thing.
Well, strictly speaking, when you have an equation, you put it at the end of the whole line.
And then do you read it that way too?
Yeah. But sometimes you'll just write something down. Like you'll say, oh, by the way, everybody, please, before you leave today, check yourself off on the attendance list. It's in the back there. Sometimes you'll just say, 17 mod 5. And, you just say, okay, what is that? And, then you just say 2 is the answer, right? So we kind of shift back and forth a little bit. But, we generally this puts, it's supposed to go kind of at the end of the line. And sometimes we even forget to write it down because we're all agreed that we're working in some modular arithmetic. Another way to think about this, which makes it look a little more concrete, and I'll try to use this, is just since most of the time this modulo p thing, the p value of p is going to be some number that's fixed. Let's think of it as being 100. Okay, if you think of P as being 100, and you talk about modulo P, then it just means that whatever computations you do, you're doing in decimal, and you're just keeping the last two digits. Okay, then it becomes clearer, right? If you've got two big numbers, and you add them together modulo 100, I mean, you just strip off everything except the last two digits of each of those two and add them together, and then, you know, you might get something bigger than 100, so you might have to do the modular thing one more time, right? But if you have two 10-digit numbers, everybody with me? If you got two 10-digit numbers, and you have to add them together, but you know at the end that all you want is the result modulo 100, right? Then you just keep you just work with the last two digits all at the same time. If you have two big enormous numbers, you want to multiply them together, but you know before you begin that you just want the answer modulo 100. Then you just multiply the last two digits of the one by the last two digits of the other, and then reduce that modulo 100. Right? Okay. Okay. So that's number one. That's sort of modular arithmetic where you keep throwing stuff out.